This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Get your free money-saving report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The author of Totally Incorrect, Doug Casey's coming up in the next segment. We're up, the phone's up at the bottom of the hour. Heard about libertarianism, anarchic capitalism, one of the icons of the movement. He was on a few weeks ago, but he's about to leave the U.S. again, so I wanted to get him back on today. Enjoyed speaking at his conference 3 weeks ago. And I want to bring up Kim Jong-un's absence to him. What an illustration of just pathetic government on parade, and what big government always basically ends up as is a bunch of crazy people in a big building sitting around like peacocks regaling themselves with titles of nobility. And then that's what North Korea is a royal system. Even mainline analysts now say that. I've been saying it for 15 years. And it's just a total cult of scumbaggery. Kim Jong-un's not in charge because he got voted in. He's not in charge because he created beautiful music or was beautiful or was smart or was cool. No, he was there because his dad was a communist puppet of the Chinese communist and put his son in charge, and he put his son in charge. And notice how the dynasties degenerate quicker and quicker now. One should not try to eat lunch during a one-minute break, as the last hour ended. It's just, there are so many things that I call Rosetta Stones that are issues that through them you can just see how the whole world works. Big government centralization creates Kim Jong-un, Nazi Germany, Maoist China. I mean, look how pathetic he is if you're a TV viewer. Imagine the patheticness of a giant rotting country. That building he's standing in front of, they've been building for 20 plus years. They can never open it. They can't even get their cars to run properly. They can't manufacture anything. They have giant slave camps everywhere. And this is the model the globalists would like us to live under. They can't even keep their uniforms in good shape, to then stand around and write things while he gives orders. The cult of a giant, fat little sack of maggots with a bunch of gibbering cult slaves standing around him. And then I look at Democrats and so-called liberals, and they literally are a Kim Jong-un cult of political correctness and trendiness. They have nothing. They have no future. They have all these college degrees that are worthless outside the system that's collapsing. But they don't care. They have victory. They have their adoration of BB, of Big Brother. They have their adoration of Kim Jong-un. What a parallel Obama to Kim Jong-un. You got a business. You didn't build that. Let's go back. Let's look at Kim Jong-un with all the girls. And when his dad died, 3 days of... Can we cue up the fake crying? North Koreans cry, Kim Jong-un. And look at the young 16-year-old girl in the uniform, all just trying to compete who can grab on him. That's what Hollywood is. Yeah, click on the pimpin' ain't easy one. That's what Hollywood is, what Edward Bernays talked about in advertising in the 20s, how they would put it out there and then show the person, they would have fake, only the first ones had to be fake in the 20s and 30s. They would have all these people from the back lot of the production studio show up, dressed up, fawning and yelling at the male stars and female stars. And then they would put it on the newsreels and advertise that next week another showing was happening, and people would show up and copy it, and then the pump was primed. So in North Korea, he shows up with a stupid haircut, his little outfit, and all these starving girls run up, and they go, oh, they got a touching. That's That's what fads are. That's what trendiness is. That's how incredibly empty you trendies are. Now, if something's trendy or been trendy and you like it, then go with it. Sometimes trends come from the people and they're okay.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Let's make this a year of action. That's what most Americans want.
Raising the debt ceiling does not increase our debt. Nobody is listening to your telephone calls.
The debate is settled. Climate change is a fact.
And if people can't trust not only the executive branch, but also don't trust Congress and don't trust federal judges, then we're going to have some problems here.
What difference at this point does it make?
Everything is a song.
Oh my gosh, I love this song.
Everything is cool when you're part of the team.
That's right. If you don't think everything is awesome here in the New World Order collectivist, crony capitalist, anti-free market cult, well, you're a heretic. And the modern name of a heretic is politically incorrect. It is conspiracy theorist. It is questioner. They would say that Galileo, who believed that the Earth was not the center of the universe, was a conspiracy theorist or a heretic, or that Copernicus before him that said the Earth was not flat but was a sphere or round was a racist. These are the new terms. There's a story up on Infowars.com dealing with this, and I gave this intel to Watson. This is specifically known and confirmed by me with folks I know, and I've seen the internal documents. Major yoga studio forced to cancel costume party after claims of racism. Now, last year they'd had one, and someone came as an Eskimo, and that made everybody, some people upset. So they said this year it'll be a Bollywood or dress up in Indian costumes. It's had nothing to do with the fact that yoga comes from India, and it was like, you know, saying, hey, let's have fun. Like if you're in a fraternity, you dress up in togas. That's racism, of course, against Greeks. Or if you go to a Oktoberfest, you hate Germans. You see, and so there were threats, and people showed up, and then South Asian community got involved, and they said, that's not allowed. They said, yes, you're right. We're just not going to have a costume party for Halloween, period, at one of the largest yoga studios in Austin, Texas. And then I learned it's going on everywhere in Austin, a crown jewel of cult brainwashing, literal cult brainwashing, to totalitarianism branded as liberal, that they are openly all over the nation. You've seen this the last few years. Colleges everywhere are saying don't use the name man or woman, boy or girl. Can't have separate bathrooms, can't have separate locker rooms, can't come as a cowboy, an Indian, a geisha girl. They have guidelines. We have it linked in our article. Major universities. You can come as a zombie or a space alien. That's examples of what's okay. Do not come as a pirate. Do not come as a Russian. Do not come as a Native American. Do not, because it's hurt. See, if you, but you know, it's like if a kid draws a picture of a gun in school, they get arrested. But you can give a kid a video game where they do thousands of simulated murders per game, per time they play, per session. There's no laws either. There's no law you can't shoot a Nerf gun in your backyard and the neighbor sees it and calls the school, so you're suspended. The school has no jurisdiction. They couldn't kick you out in school for a Nerf gun. But they claim it's their policy. No one challenges it. All over the country, ladies and gentlemen, they're banning fiesta parties. You want to have a fraternity party that tries to get new pledges with a theme of Mexican food? Because, I mean, I've had many parties where we have Mexican food because it's good. And I'm going to be honest, I've had parties in college and after where we go get little sombreros and stuff and we, because it's fun, folks. And you know what? I've been to my Mexican friends' houses where it's, you know, everybody's there and they like to have them too because, you know, it's fun. And it's fun to have Western style parties. You know, private school my kids go to, the last one before this one, they had a one time a year a Western barbecue party where they barbecue and you wear cowboy hats and boots. Because you know why? Because it's to put down Texans or it's to put down Mexican cowboys. No, people like to dress up in different outfits. I went to Oktoberfest Saturday night, Fredericksburg, Texas. And I had a good time. And you know what? There were black people and Hispanics there wearing little German hats, and they were having fun dancing around to polka music. It sounds like Tejana music. Everybody was just having a good time. They don't want you to have any culture but the big plastic, fake Hollywood culture. And they use anthropology, the CIA on record, to balkanize and play countries off against each other. They build up our differences. Then they hype them. Then they play us off against each other. It is psychological warfare, and it is sick. Now, once they've demonized all cultures and sold us a plastic culture, we can be like North Korea, where everything else is awesome, or you get put in a forced labor camp or killed. Kim Jong-un's absence fuels rumors. Over the weekend, of course, North Korean military leaders showed up. He hasn't been seen in over a month. He's been engaging in mass executions of the ruling class. A little stunted demonic creature who grew up in Switzerland in a palace, who thinks that Dennis Rodman is cool, totally disconnected with top generals, like, oh, we love you, Dennis Rodman. I mean, beyond Twilight Zone, truth is stranger than fiction. He's now been missing. We've been covering it for a month, but now it's a big deal. And there's all this talk. And remember when his dad died a few years ago? The days of crying and begging. This is the mass cult of political correctness. This is what it is. Groupthink. I reject it. Let's play some of that video and audio of the abject worship when Kim Jong-un spit on his grave. You know he's burning in Hades. Here it is. I mean, you got to see the video, folks. And we pray for another such outpouring of just masses of people. All got uniforms. I want the more for your country is the more. more tyrannical, the more uniforms, the more festoonery, the more grand balloons, to quote Kurt Vonnegut, the more empty mindlessness. Look, just bagging, oh, our leader, he makes the sunshine, he built the country, he did it all. The total failure of the state, everywhere. Romania, Russia, Cuba, the list goes on and on. But only in the West, sucking off the great Western culture, could big government survive this long. But now it's gotten greedy. 100+% tax rates in France against the middle class to knock out and bankrupt their competition as the Socialist Party is caught being totally tax exempt. But if you try to go off overseas or offshore legally to protect yourself, they say you're a demon. To keep your money here so they can take it all. Joining us a little bit in the next hour is Doug Casey of CaseyResearch.com. Read his books years ago. I don't know how many, 1825, I forget, Weeks, number one New York Times bestseller, The International Man, Right on the Money, another bestseller, Totally Incorrect, Doug Casey, he's got a glass of beer and a cigar on the front, totally evil, he's a man, and a white man on top of it. Maine feminist group came out yesterday and said a man and woman kissing statue to declare victory over Japan, the famous sailor kissing the nurse, that's rape, it's got to be banned, they'll probably cut it down, because it's about the outrageousness. It's not that they don't know it's over the top, it's about total control. So before we get into the economy, take your calls. Before we get into Russia and where Doug Casey sees the world going, before we get into all that, I want to talk about the cult of political incorrectness, where it's going, where now you can't have any type of costume party because someone will say that it's racist. He's the chairman of Casey Research, best-selling author, world-renowned speculator, and libertarian philosopher. Doug Casey has garnered a well-earned reputation for his insights into politics, economics, and investment markets. Doug is widely respected as one of the preeminent authorities on rational speculation, especially in the high-potential natural resource sector. Doug literally wrote the book on profiting from periods of economic turmoil, which we're entering. His book, Crisis Investing, spent multiple weeks number one on the New York Times bestseller. I'm not going to get into his tens of millions of books sold or all the rest of it. He's back with us. And thank you for coming on while I've been ranting, sir. We're going to skip this break one more so we give you plenty of time right here. This network break coming up. Station shouldn't cover this. But, Doug, you heard my rant. People need to know political correctness, not from my view, but from their own documents. Edward Bernays, 80-something years ago, said we got to merge Hollywood with the political class. We've got to roll out and say the stars are for gun control. The stars are for slavery. You've got to be for it. Just like they put Kim Jong-il on TV in North Korea and have women running up begging for him. It's a parlor trick where they sit up on MSNBC and say your kids belong to the state. Men are bad inherently. I mean, why don't we just laugh at these vomitous, horrible gutter snipes who are flaming authoritarians? I mean, it is so over the top that I can't even at this point. It's such a cult. It's such a joke. And people are so scared of what Rachel Maddow with no audience has to say. Why are these pathetic sacks of do-nothing, parasitic mind manipulators able to continue this, and for how long?
Well, Alex, I absolutely and totally agree with everything that you said, except for one thing. You said, you called what you were saying a rant. I wouldn't do that, because I would say what you've just been giving us is an impassioned defense of a set of ideas, but the fact that it's impassioned doesn't mean that it's a rant.
I totally agree with you.
It's, don't call it that.
It's an attempt at survival. These people are assaulting us. They suck dry every country they enter.
Oh, yeah, I agree. It's why is the world turning in this direction? I'm asking myself. It seems to me at this point that most Americans have been transformed into whipped dogs. And I guess the reason for that is that half of all Americans at this point are net recipients of money and benefits and such from the government. And it's transferred them, it's changed them into whip dogs from human beings. Now, I love dogs, personally, but I don't like people that act like dogs. So I don't see what will change really disturbs me. It's bad enough that these people seem to have control of the media and have control of the universities and have control of the government. But, and I hate to be pessimistic, but I don't see what's going to turn the trend around at this point. Do you?
Not unless there's a huge wake-up call.
Well, I think we're going to get a wake-up call in the form of an economic collapse in the next 2 years, because we touched on this a little bit when we spoke a couple of weeks ago, and that was the fact that things nearly came unglued in 2007 and 2008, but they were able to paper it over by creating trillions, literally trillions of new currency units. And that's made people feel richer than they really are. And it's caused them to continue doing the things that caused the collapse of 2007 and 2008. But I think we're on the edge of another collapse at this point, and it's going to be much more serious. So the wake-up call that you're talking about, I think it's going to come in the form of an economic disaster that we're right on the edge of now.
I want to break down the technicals of that. Government is running around like a chicken with its head cut off, gearing up to protect itself but not the people, and planning to capitalize from the crisis. It's not immoral for us who are trying to stop it to also prepare to morally do things that protect ourselves and our family. Like you said a few weeks ago, charity starts at home. But first, let's go through the technicals. No major economist that I've seen denies now that they can inflate their way out of this. Is it going to be recessionary, depressionary, or will it be inflationary, hyperinflation, or will we see something more akin to hyper-stagflation?
Well, here's the way I break it down. You've got the monetary situation. You can have inflation, where the dollar loses value and prices rise, or deflation, where the dollar gains value and prices drop. Now, which is it going to be? For many, many, many years, we've had constant inflation year after year. The dollar has lost 90% of its value in real terms since the 1960s. Can we have a deflation at this point? It's possible, because let's suppose the stock market collapses tomorrow. That would wipe out trillions of dollars of funny money represented by the stock market. Suppose there's an unbelievable amount of debt in the world today that people count as assets. Suppose that debt can't be serviced and bonds default. That's trillions more dollars that are wiped out. Suppose the real estate market collapses, because the real estate market is built on it's floating on a sea of debt. So that could wipe out trillions of dollars, and the U.S. dollar could become worth more for a period of time. The problem is what's going to happen then is that Washington would grab the economy in a stranglehold and create trillions more dollars. They can create an unlimited number of them. So in the long run, we have to count on much higher levels of inflation, even though deflation is possible. But there's something else you brought up. And the opposite of a depression is not inflation. The opposite of depression is prosperity. And the problem is that the standard of living in the U.S. has been dropping for many years. It's been dropping rapidly against other countries that have been coming up in the world, but now it's dropping in absolute terms. When you deflate the dollar and make it constant dollars, over the last 10 years, the median income of the average American family has dropped from $58,000 to $51,000. So the real standard of living has gone down a lot.
The pay has gone down double whammy while inflation's gone up. So it's really more like they're getting paid $40,000 now instead of $53,000.
Well, it's even worse than that, because with the U.S. government on the ragged edge of, well, it is bankrupt. I mean, running a $600 billion per year deficit, they can only get the money by borrowing more, by taxing, or by inflating the currency. That's the three ways they can get money. So taxes are one of the three legs of the tripod. So even though the dollars people are being paid are worthless, more of them are being taxed as they go into higher brackets. In addition, there's no way out of it. The government has been living way above its means with welfare and warfare. I mean, just the wars that we've had in the Middle East for the last 10 years are alone enough to bankrupt the country. I mean, that's real capital that's being shipped over there and destroyed. Well, even worse than destroyed, captured, and now used against American troops if they go over there, which would be idiotic, incidentally. It's only going to rile the natives more, make them hate Americans more, and impel them towards bringing the war here to the U.S. So there's really no way out of it at this point. Nobody talks about disengaging from these insane tribal wars in the Middle East. They talk about how we can re-engage in them. I mean, they're not just doing the wrong thing. They're doing the exact opposite.
But it's the right thing for the military-industrial complex that has made tens of trillions of dollars just the last few decades alone, funding and radicalizing Islamist groups and others. Well, a lot of it is insider crony groups who don't care about the larger prosperity of the world. In fact, they see prosperity outside of their systems as competition. So they work for policies to shut down their competition while creating monopoly combines for themselves. What would you call this monopoly system?
Well, I don't call it capitalism, Alex. That's a misnomer. Capitalism is a system of free minds and free markets. It's a system, if you use a strictly Marxist breakdown, actually, because most people are unaware of the fact that Karl Marx actually coined the word capitalism. It originated with Karl Marx.
That's right.
So what is capitalism?
Das Kapital.
Right, exactly. So what is capitalism? It's a system. Marx was correct in this respect. I mean, everything he said wasn't wrong. Most of it was, of course. But capitalism is a system where the means of production, factories, farms, things of that nature,
is in the hands of the people.
Privately owned.
Yes, not government.
Not government. And also where consumer goods, houses, cars, toothbrushes, are privately owned and privately controlled. That's capitalism. Now, it's often confused with fascism. People think of fascism and they think of the Nazis and jackboots and this type of thing. That's got nothing to do really with fascism, the economic system, which the Nazis employed, of course. Fascism is which is what we have in this country.
That's right.
Is a system where all of the means of production are owned privately. They are controlled by the state, and where consumer goods are owned privately, they're controlled by the state.
That's right. You have a private car, but it's really registered to the state and is really theirs. You supposedly own a house, but you pay a rent on it. We didn't have any of this 100 years ago, so it's the illusion of ownership. Why would the ultra-rich then, in many cases, want to go for this? Because the state will create monopolies for them.
Well, exactly. And it's the ultra-rich that can hire the lawyers to juggle the interpretations of the laws in their favor, can hire the accountants, reduce their taxes, can afford to bribe the politicians to get things changed in ways that they like. So that's why the rich are getting richer at this point.
And by the way, I have mainline accounting firms, tax lawyers, you name it. I spend almost all the money that comes in here to fund the operation because I want to get the word out. A. B, though, since Obama got in with the tax changes, before, with all the write-offs that have been gotten rid of and stuff, I paid about 50% federal tax, not 40 like they were saying, folks. Now it's more like 70% for folks that don't know.
You're right, because Social Security taxes as a percentage of your income keep going up, and the level to which they go up keeps rising.
And if you got a company and a bunch of employees, they call that an asset, even though it's not. It's incredible. They penalize building. We'll be back with Doug Casey. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I'm watching and waiting for the right time to take everything you own. I love a dark house.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here, Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Raising the alarm. By the way, earlier I actually quoted Marx, and I just decode things automatically when I said, oh, capitalism is when the means of production are with the people. Well, technically, in the deception of Das Kapital, which I read over 15 years ago, the communists are saying that it's with the people, but it's really the state. So when I say it's with the people, that's me saying capitalism would be with individuals, with the private sector. So it's always changing the terms and manipulating them. But if you read what Karl Marx wrote and what others wrote, early communist thinkers, they said the means of production will come up to such a point the state will wither away because there'll be so many goods. But see, they never allowed in this collectivist hybrid model with fascism and socialism and communism all mixed together for different strata of society, because the globalists are exempt from the stuff they do to us. That's the key to all this, the real discrimination. While they have us fighting over race and color and religion all day, it's because they're cheating everybody and don't want us to realize that, is that We should be working 2-3 days a week. We should be a culture based on art and excellence. So they're always trying to raise taxes and shut down competition to create artificial scarcity. And that's not my opinion. That's the writings of Ezekiel Emanuel and Cloward and Piven and Agenda 21 and the UN and all their thinkers. I want to talk to Doug Casey about that in a moment and take your calls. But the toll-free number on any question you want to talk about, free market, Ebola, Russia with Doug Casey, great places he's lived around the world, I guess more than 10 countries, traveled to over 100, he says. He's very famous for that. Back in the 70s, had the best-selling book, The International Man, has his new books out, Right on the Money, and Totally Incorrect. You can find details at CaseyResearch.com. But before we go any further, I jump on things. And last week, a couple weeks ago, we were calling Obama Obolo. And then I even had him looking at a T-shirt last week that was the Obama symbol, the rising sun of Satan or whatever it is, in the O of Ebola. And then suddenly bumper stickers showed up and became a national news story in California. We have them coming. They're being manufactured right here in the U.S., being printed right now. So it's not really a pre-order. You can just order them, and we should get it in a few weeks. You should get it very quickly after that, a week or so after. We've got two different ones. One that says Ebola on the front with the Obama symbol. On the back it says Obola. And then another one that says the same thing with blood splatters, fake blood splatters, on the front and back to desecrate the state's god, Kim Jong-un or Barack Obama. And just as Kim Jong-un is a puppet of the horrible military dictatorship and hermit dictatorship, proto-royalty of North Korea, so is Obama and the attempt to sell the state as sexy and cool and really hot and trendy. I get excited around inventors. I get excited around people I know that from nothing ended up, you know, renting out dozens of apartments and high-rises and furnishing them and personally doing it and cleaning it themselves and renting it out to people that visit town and then ended up buying, you know, whole buildings. I know a young lady like in 6-7 years has done that from nothing. I mean, literally cleaning all the toilets herself, working 18 hours a day, and now, you know, years later, becoming very wealthy. I mean, I just admire that. Artists, researchers, musicians that are successful on their own right. Anything establishment sold or hyped is the opposite of Americana, the opposite of trailblazing, the opposite of Renaissance. It makes you want to puke, quite frankly. So I do want to desecrate. There's a slang term for it, but it's what a dog does with a fire hydrant. I want to do that on the fake deity that is the state, and Obama is just one manifestation of that. And that's where I stand. So we've got the T-shirts in. We're only printing 3,000 of them. And when they're gone, 3,000 of each design. When they're gone, they're gone. Just like the original Joker, which just was selling, you know, thousands a week. But I said it's limited edition. When it sold out, it sold out. We've got all the Made in America Molon Labe shirts. Desecrate their political correctness. Every time I see open carry marches, I just want to salute them. Every time people parade with their guns openly, showing folks they're not illegal, or wearing pro-gun shirts, or pro-gun bumper stickers, or pro-family bumper stickers, rub it in their stinking control freak faces. They want to intimidate and bully us. We've got them for women in beautiful gold foil on black. Best looking women's gun shirt out there. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, and your purchase also supports this whole independent operation. We don't take your money like MSNBC or you know, all the other channels. MSNBC gets tax money, stimulus money. NPR, $400 million of tax money, then begs for money. We don't beg. We bring you high-quality products at very affordable prices. And don't forget InfoWarsLife.com for your immune system, the silver bullet, nano silver, colloidal silver, the Super Male Vitality to block the estrogen mimickers, just all of it trailblazing, the X2 nascent iodine, the DNA force, the oxy powder, the OccuPower, InfoWarsLife.com. We salute all of you for supporting us out there. Doug Casey, you've heard me in my impassioned plea for sanity here. It's the celebritization of government cult leaders. Hitler used the German Hollywood for that, and there are several films about it, like The Architect of Doom and others. But I'm hitting on this. How do we pull down these gods? How do we show people that the god of the state delivers you into just hell on earth? How do we expose the political correctness? Tell us about your book, Totally Incorrect.
okay, one thing I try to do there, I try to do the same thing that you do, is try to get people to stop apotheosizing the state. People look for the state to do everything. They think politically. In fact, people are supposed to be voting in a week or so, whenever. I don't know. I don't vote. And this may shock some of your listeners to say that I don't vote. But when I was on the Phil Donahue show, when Phil was the Oprah of his day, I happened to be on for a full hour by myself the day before the national elections in 1980, when Reagan was running against, I forget who he was running against. But so Phil asked me, I suppose you're going to be voting for Mr. Reagan tomorrow. And I said, no, I'm not voting for Reagan. And I gave him some reasons why I didn't like Reagan. And we could talk about that, too, because actually he was a nice guy personally, I'm sure, but really just a politician and made some gigantic mistakes. So then Phil said, well, you're not voting for Carter. That's who you're running against. So you must be voting for the Libertarian. And I said, no, I'm not voting for anybody. And I started to give him five reasons why nobody should vote. And I suggest that nobody do vote because, for one thing, it just supports them. You may be voting, you're really probably just voting against the worst of the two people, but you're not perceived that way. The guy that you vote for thinks you're actually voting for him and supporting him, not voting against the other guy. So I prefer, look, back in the 60s, we used to say, suppose they gave a war and nobody came. Well, let's take it further. Suppose they gave a tax and nobody kept and nobody paid. Suppose they gave an election and nobody voted. I'd like to disenfranchise the state. I don't want to feed them more power. So I think that's very important, Alex, that people stop thinking politically and stop thinking, well, the government should do this, the government should do that. This is a problem with conservatives. They want good conservative regulation and conservative taxation as opposed to liberal but there's no difference between the two of them. I mean,
well, it's all nuanced. I agree with you overall on anarchic capitalism's goals and ideas. But as Ron Paul has said, we're so addicted to this now, like a heroin addict, we've got to be taken off of it slowly. Sometimes you've got to vote out of pure self-defense. I know there's fraud. I know both parties overall end up voting the same, just different rhetoric. And a lot of times I won't vote if the candidates are so similar. I get what you're saying. I think what you're really getting at here is, we vote in the political system when it's probably one of the weakest votes. The jury box, the grand jury box, voting with our dollars, you know, buying organic food to displace the other GMO garbage, voting by leaving the country, voting by civil disobedience and fraudulent taxes, not paying them, not being part of the system. That's what will really bring it down. But also voting with our mouths, decrying it, saying it's illegitimate. It needs us to invite it in like a vampire is what I think you're getting at.
I totally agree with you. You stated it very well. That's quite correct, actually.
I want to fire the phone number out. It's 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Open phones for Doug Casey, CaseyResearch.com, 800-259-9231. Before we go to these callers, I know you want to get into Russia. I want to get into it, too. An article you pointed to said, the Russian Empire strikes back. And any other issues you want to break down, you'll be with us 20 minutes into the next hour. Doug Casey is our guest. Doug, did you want to elaborate on anything before we got into Russia and phone calls?
You know, there is one thing I wanted to say to amplify what we were talking about before, Alex, and that is that there are two types of people in the world. People that want to control physical reality and manipulate nature, create things, and I like those kind of people. And then there are the other kind of people that want to control other people.
Ugh.
And this is the kind of people that go into government, the kind of people that run for election are inevitably the kind of people that want to control other people. And by voting for them, you're giving them your sanction to control other people, including yourself, transforming three people into whip dogs. So that's just something I'd like to say about the morality of voting. I think it's basically immoral. But voting in the marketplace, voting by your actions, voting by your speech, that's a totally different thing. You're not using coercion with that type of voting.
Well, it is true that they just had a Hollywood star who was working for State Farm as a spokesman come out, and he said, you know, democracy always turns into fascism. And then they basically fired him as a spokesman. Well, he was basically quoting Thomas Jefferson, the two wolves and a sheep, you know, voting on what's for dinner. And that's the issue of a republic versus a democracy. But all republics end up degenerating into a democracy and then into a living hell, whatever name you want to give it, of a statist system. And clearly we've degenerated into a democracy now where 50%+ can vote to literally enslave the producers and then tell us how immoral we are for building the civilization they inhabit. You know, mind-scrambled gnomes complaining about the civilization that built, you know, the city they live in. Even though they've never seen who built the world they live on, they damn them for giving them oxygen to breathe.
Well, like Obama said, you didn't build that. Somebody else built it. He wants to make everybody feel like a parasite, which, in fact, he is. But I've got to say that the kind of people that go into government are not the best and the brightest, as they always like to say. They're the poorest and the worst kind of people. They're the problem is this, too, is that the more of these parasites that go into government, the more likely that more parasites will go into government. And after a while, a decent person wouldn't even think of it. So you have this class of perfectly horrible people that have taken over all the power in society. It's and we reach that stage right now.
And that's a cyclical fact, that once we reach the bottom of it, the veneer of civilization will burn away like a heat shield on reentry to the atmosphere. What comes next after evil and control freaks have gotten control of every major system?
Well, one thing that I think is going to happen is that the idea of democracy is going to be debunked. It's like democracy has become a secular god in this country, where it's like mother and apple pie and democracy, but people don't really understand what they're talking about when they say that. Democracy, in effect, is nothing but mob rule dressed up in a sports coat. That's all it is. It's a lynch mob. It's 51% of the people get to turn the other 49% into sacrificial animals. So I'm not a fan of democracy. I'm a fan of freedom. And those two things should not be conflated.
Sure. For those that don't know, we're supposedly a republic, which has laws that can't be violated to protect the individual, and then within a narrow spectrum, we can vote then for representatives and others. And clearly, government's been part of human development, but so often it is a destructive force, not a good force, and we know in its latter stages always becomes destructive. I mean, it's not like we're speculating here, Doug.
No, we're not actually, and when we talk about laws, I mean, the most basic law of the land is the Constitution. There are problems with the Constitution, in my opinion, but I really am a big fan of the Bill of Rights. Unfortunately, the whole Constitution is a dead letter at this point. It has been interpreted out of existence.
That's right. By practice, they have overrun it and shredded it and destroyed it and used it for birdcage liner.
Exactly. And if at any point you bring up the Constitution as the basic law of the land, you're
imagine this. Though it's not perfect, some shield against rampant tyranny, and people giggle and disdain at it like it's intellectual to literally destroy their parachute. I mean, they're burning down their house, dancing on their graves, giggling at the folly.
Yeah, it really is quite disturbing. And, you know, after the next real or imagined terrorist incident in this country, I wonder, Alex, if we'll even be able to talk on the airwaves and say these things. I wonder about that.
They openly say they want to shut us up. We're the bad people that talk about freedom and other dirty things.
Yeah.
Doug Casey's our guest. We're going to take 20 minutes of calls in the next hour. We're going to come back and go to Woody. And we're going to go to Phil and Isaiah and Ron and Ray and many others. I'm your host, Alex Jones. The news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You can see our latest articles up there. Libs claim using the term Obolo is racist. That's it. I'm doing an Obolo contest. Jesse Jackson says Dalit patient's Ebola death due to racism. Yes.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DNA Force. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. DNA Force. No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies. DNA Force. We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
On PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, these headlines really are incredible. Libs claim using the term Obolo, which I'm sure I didn't coin, but I thought of myself. Then I heard everybody else using it, and I don't think they got it from me. It's just it's common sense, Obolo. I mean, it's not hard to come up with that. But libs claim using the term Obolo is racist. No, he's leaving the borders wide open. They claim there's a government, but then they leave it wide open when they want because they're globalist. And then meanwhile, they're letting everybody fly in from these countries and everybody else is banned it. We're just pointing out that they want this crisis to obviously break loose here in the country. And then meanwhile, Jesse Jackson says Dallas patients, Ebola death due to racism. I mean, it's just everything. So that's some of the stories. Michael Savage was up yesterday. He breaks down the fact they want to cause a civil war in this country. Yoga studio here in Austin, a big one, cancels costume party for Halloween after claims of racism because someone might come as something unauthorized. That is the type of issues. HHS secretary says there may be other cases of Ebola in the U.S., like we need them to tell us that. Continuing, how to exercise your rights at an unconstitutional checkpoint. Powerful video on that. That's some of the stories up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Doug Casey's with us 20 minutes in the next hour. We got calls for him. Let's go to Washington State and Woody. Woody, you're on the air. Go ahead. You got a question or comment for Doug Casey?
Yes, Alex, I do. Mr. Casey, I believe Russia is much stronger economically and militarily and actually culturally than the United States right now. And I believe we're on a collision course deliberately to take us into World War III. And I'd like to know what events you see Russia taking on a proactive level as far as our economy, because we are vulnerable there, if that was to happen.
Well, that's a good question. I don't think that Russia is stronger economically, militarily, than the U.S., the country has half the population that we do, and the economic system there is not very entrepreneurial at all.
But they're not focusing on teaching five-year-old boys how to wear dresses. So I think culturally he's saying that it's hard to believe that Russia in some ways is more Western or less mentally ill than we are now.
Well, there's something to be said for that. And the leader of Russia, Vladimir Putin, is actually a manly man. He's not a wimpy little girly man like our president is. I hope somebody doesn't accuse me of racism because I called Obama a wimpy little girly man.
I mean, actually, sacrilege and blasphemy. He's a god. You didn't hear Jamie Foxx say that he's the Lord and Savior?
No, did he really? I'm so sorry to hear that. I like Jamie Foxx as an actor, but of course, just because you like somebody's technical skills on the screen doesn't mean that you endorse their political and philosophical views. But to answer the question, it's that, no, I don't think Russia is a threat. And actually, when it comes to this dust-up in the Ukraine, I really think that the U.S. is the troublemaker there and is causing the problem, not the Russians. I mean, the Ukraine isn't a real country to start with. It's kind of like an area where most of the people speak Ukrainian as opposed to Russian or several other languages. So it's natural enough that the people on the western borders of the Ukraine in those two provinces want to be closer to the Russians. And the Russians like that because it's nice to have a border.
Well, you do have an article at kcresearch.com that I want to get into when we come back, and we'll go back to calls. The Russian Empire Strikes Back. I want to see where you see this going long term, straight ahead, with Doug Casey of kcresearch.com. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones. And we've got a bunch of powerful articles that are very important up on Infowars.com. We'll be right back with the third hour in 60 seconds.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at Infowars.com. Block free podcasts and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.